Vertical evolution of exosymmetry gas, I. How vertical diffusion shortens the CO lifetime, by S. Marino et al. Bright debris disks can contain large amounts of CO gas. This gas was thought to be a protoplanetary remnant until it was recently shown that it could be released in collisions of volatile-rich solids. As company is released, interstellar UV radiation photodissociates Colorado producing C, which can shield CO allowing a large CO mass to accumulate. However, this picture was challenged because C is inefficient at shielding if CO and C are vertically mixed. Here, we study for the first time the vertical evolution of gas to determine how vertical mixing affects the efficiency of shielding by C. We present a 1D model that accounts for gas release, photodissociation, ionization, viscous evolution, and vertical mixing due to turbulent diffusion. We find that if the gas surface density is high and the vertical diffusion weak, alpha V, alpha, H, R, squared, C and CO become well mixed, shortening the CO lifetime. Moreover, diffusion could also limit the amount of dust settling. High-resolution ALMA observations could resolve the vertical distribution of CO and C, and thus constrain vertical mixing and the efficiency of C shielding. We also find that the CO and C scale heights may not be good probes of the mean molecular weight, and thus composition, of the gas. Finally, we show that if mixing is strong, the CO lifetime might not be long enough for CO to spread interior to the planetesimal belt where gas is produced. This was Vertical Evolution of Exosymmetry Gas, I. How Vertical Diffusion Shortens the CO Lifetime, by S. Marino et al.